Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is a really, really fascinating because the many, many people are on weight loss medication in one form or another. But there's been quite a few reports and reports in the news of some of the compounding pharmacies not being allowed or trying to, they are being stopped from producing some of these medications, which obviously are being sold at a lower cost. Reports suggest that many South Africans who relied on lower cost weight loss medications may soon face higher costs or reduced access. We wanted to understand why this has become such an important health care issue and what does it mean for patients trying to manage obesity. To help us explore these issues, we are joined by a Dr. Nasiba Katrada, general practitioner, weight loss expert. Dr. Katrada, very good morning. We haven't spoken for a while. I hope you are well.
Hi, yes, good morning. We haven't spoken. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. So it's become a massive, massive field. It's making a huge difference to people. The one issue being, of course, the cost. I don't think medical aids are covering them, which means that lower cost options become important. Give us a sense of where everything is at. If you can just explain what it all looks like out there, and then what some of the problems are.
Sure. So let me just start at the beginning. Mm. These GLP drugs were originally developed for diabetes. And then they found that the side effect, in inverted commas, would be weight loss. So then the original one that was in South Africa was years ago. I remember attending a meeting from Sanofi. We were like 19 of us from around the world back in 2018, 2017, when they introduced a drug called Victoza. Victoza at the time was only for diabetes. So it's the same class of drug.
Right.
And what they found out was that originally the medical aid would paid for if they were on a first class like metformin, and then they added something like diglucide, and you were not being able to control your blood sugar with those two drugs, then you allowed to, the doctor would motivate for something like Victoza. So back then it was a weekly injection as well, like you get something like you do with Ozempic, et cetera. And then they registered it subsequently for weight loss when all the other GLPs came out. And, you know, unfortunately, the bottom line is it's about money, right? So, you know what, there are more fat people than there are diabetics. And that's the bottom line.
Right.
So just like when during COVID, when we used to chat and we said there are more well people than sick people.
Right.
So if you target the well people, then you make way more money than if you target just the sick people.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing. So there are a lot of diabetics, but there are much more fat people. I mean, in South Africa, the obesity stats are like one in every three women and one in every four men at this point is obese.
That's an incredibly, and obesity is a very dangerous illness. It is
correct.
It is an illness. It's you know, this notion that, well, you know, people suffering from diabetes need it, you know, as a priority. Well, the reality is that obesity is an illness as well.
Yes, but the thing is, when you claiming back from medical aid, the claim says obesity due to excess calories, and that's what it says. It doesn't say obesity due to an illness. Why are you overweight? Because you eat too much. Bottom line, there's like 0.00001% of people who are overweight have a medical problem that's causing them to be obese. And you know, I've been in the weight loss industry for over 20 years now, and there are so many people that will come to me and insist that I do blood tests, and they want to look for a reason why they are overweight.
Right.
And unfortunately, one of the effects that I've seen is that people, you know, during COVID, there was this whole thing like, no matter what your how healthy you are, if you are overweight, you are at risk of getting COVID. And they kept pushing that overweight COVID, obese COVID.
Mm.
So then people who are died, you know, they got a chronic condition like they're hypertensive, diabetic, not controlled, or they're overweight. And they're overweight and they're obese. So that was already pushed into people right in the beginning. And then suddenly you get these drugs that are helping with obesity. So now people want to get the drug. So that's the first part of it, as to where it came from and what was the intention behind it.
Right.
And whether it is going to be a compounding pharmacy or whether it is going to be a big pharma, because that's what the, you know, you were alluding to the article earlier.
Yes, yes.
The bottom line, unfortunately, is about money. And who suffers? It's the individual out there.
Right.
So let me tell you about the the other side of it.
Right.
So when I saw this article, I was quite annoyed, actually, because Novo Nordisk, like Big Pharma, they will just go up against somebody who they know they can get money from or somebody who's actually making a little bit of dent in their profit.
Right.
That is not the problem. What I've seen from the patients who've come to me, the hundreds who've been taking it, more than 90% of them have taken it from, are taking it from the black market. Because if you take it from a doctor...
Mm.
Or if you, so a compounding pharmacy, you can only supply to a medical doctor or to a pharmacy. And then a pharmacy has to have it scripted by a doctor.
Right.
If you're getting it from the big pharm, from the pharmaceutical company, again, you have to get it with a script and only a doctor can give it. Yes, there are a large number of doctors. I'm not creating a, I'm not making a blanket statement. There are a large number of doctors who are making so much of money from this. If I was one of those doctors that prescribed Ozempic or Wegovy when I knew about Victoza 6 years ago, I would have retired by now, Howard, I promise you. So, and I didn't. I stuck to my guns because for me, the way to lose weight is to eat less.
Right.
Number, that's it.
Right.
You eat, why are you overweight? Because you're eating less. There are reasons why you are, why you eat more. Because you are depressed, because you're anxious, because you don't have the knowledge, because you have a family that you think that you're giving them healthy nutrition. So basically, it's education.
Right.
So that's why I spend a lot of my patient time on my with my patients, teaching them about calories, teaching them about nutrition, and also you get different body types, which we spoke about.
Yes.
So having said that, let's go back to the to the to the drug. So where do they get it on the black market? So there's the, I don't know for why, for some reason, personal trainers are getting access to
Yes, that's a big thing.
Right. So, I mean, now a personal trainer should not be treating diabetes. I mean, they do a three-month course on exercise. How do they know about nutrition? And they are the ones who will not be there when there are side effects from the, these drugs, which I will get into just now. So I want to just, like, my comment is, because it's about the money, you can't go find out that one personal trainer who's giving it at the, at your local gym. And I also found out there were a few pharmacists who were actually handing it out because I got offered, you know, they'd give it to me at a better price. I mean, just to put you in the picture, if you're getting the original one of the pens, which lasts you a month, it's about 3,000 rand to the consumer, to the patient, right? And I would be able to get that pen from between 700 and 850 rand. So for me, that's a huge profit. And imagine if I got like 10 patients, just 10 patients a month, because one of the things that you have to tell the patient, which most of the doctors don't tell, is that you have to take this for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's for life. It doesn't switch on something in your body that, that oh, it wasn't working before. It basically makes you eat less. So it makes it keeps you full. So the minute you take away that full feeling, what are you going to do? You're going to eat. You know, you're going to eat. So that's why when I was in that original meeting, I was so excited about the results. And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to change weight loss, the weight loss industry, et cetera. And then I saw in the last 3 minutes of the presentation, they explained that it works best with the calorie control diet and if you take it for life. So now that it's out for quite a few years, they've done some studies and 85% of people who stop this drug will gain weight again. They'll gain, some of them gain, like 10% of them gain even more weight because they don't understand. You see, you taking this drug, you're eating what you want, but you're eating much less of it. You're going to lose weight. You haven't understood calories. You haven't understood why you've lost weight. You just love the fact that you're losing weight. Then you will stop taking it because now you've got to your goal weight 10 months later, a year later, and then you're going to just rapidly gain weight. So I'm seeing a lot of those people coming back to me now. The other thing is there's a huge percentage of people who do not lose weight with GLPs. Because they take it in the wrong dose, they didn't take it. You know, they need to be taking it an increased dose. They need to.
Clearly, you're not a major fan of it. Do you think there's any? There are cases where the GLP-1s are justified, in your view. Or
100%, 100%. It's especially the latest one that's not yet registered in South Africa. It's a retatrutide, the latest one, which has three different modes of action. Because you need to be doing it with your GP. You need to be doing it with a dietitian. So I go around the world attending courses, and for me, this is my passion. It's wellness and nutrition. A course in Malaysia. Of mine, he owns a compounding pharmacy. He's a medical doctor and a pharmacist. So he started using it for his patients, and he started stacking them. So you just like you do it with the other peptides like VPC and TBC 500, you have to stack them and you have to microdose because the person is not diabetic. So in order to decrease the side effects, you've got to start small. That way you can teach the person how to eat better. And they can take it as an adjunct. It's what I do with my supplements. You know, I put them on an eating plan and then they help them. You've got anxiety, take this. You've got stress, take that. You've got muscle cramps, take this. You've got to fill in the gaps and then you take it. So definitely there's a place for it, but you've got to take it in a controlled environment. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm completely wrong about the money, but maybe Novo is trying to streamline that, which I doubt, but maybe that's the reason why. But I can tell you that the compounding pharmacy, specifically that the one that they brought up the case against, they have been doing education about this before they give it out. So they come and teach the doctors. They come and show you what it is, how to dose it. And when you're doing it from a compounding pharmacy, you can also adjust the doses, you know, if you do it. So I buy a lot of stuff from I definitely don't do the GLPs, but I do supplements and I do this other things you can get, you know, that help with weight loss. So there's definitely a place for it, but not the way it is rampant on the black market. You know what's so funny, Howard? I get calls from patients who will be taking it for like 6 months. Where they got it from, they won't necessarily say. Sometimes from the lady down the road.
Ooh.
After they're not losing weight or they got side effects from it, then they'll contact me. And I'll be like, you know what? Why don't you go back to the person who sold it to you?
Right, exactly.
That's who you should ask.
That is where we do need to leave it. It is 8:34. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction on that. That was Dr. Nasiba Katrada. She's a general practitioner, weight loss expert, talking to us about the compounds versus the inverted commas, big pharma with regard to GLP-1s. As I have said many times, I am on a GLP-1. I have lost 25 kilos. It has made a massive difference to me, and I certainly will continue to use it, even if once I get to a weight that I believe I should be healthy at, I will maybe microdose. But that is still to come.